Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've been talking about his NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, which as he pointed out, as we've been talking about for months now, for years now, it's become more of a pessimism index because of the attitude of small businesses. It's not been good for 4 years. Bill, I've never seen such a long period of uncertainty among small business owners in my life. What do you think?
Well, certainly that our data support that. I mean, we've been interviewing for 37 years now, and we've never seen anything like this. Certainly, this is not what we had coming out of that 1980-82 period when we had two very bad recessions. The unemployment rate was over 10%, up near 11%. Inflation started off really bad, of course, and that we had double-digit inflation, 21% prime, et cetera. But in 1983, you know, we took off, and we dragged the economy with us. So that was why our optimism soared, and we had 8% real GDP growth for the entire year in 1983. Lots of jobs created. That's what we needed, hoped for this time, but did not get.
Well, you know, one of the things you talked about, one of your indicators is inflation. And what are your folks telling you about inflation?
They're telling us that there is some inflation. We have kind of now the normal number of firms reporting prices net positive, so reporting higher prices. So we had about 6% net, that is taking out the people who cut prices, about 6% raised prices, and that's consistent with the kind of inflation we're seeing, you know, 2-3%, somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm. Well, but inflation to a small business owner doesn't mean I get to raise my prices. Inflation, it means cost of goods sold is going up, and this is going to cut into my expenses. This is going to cut into my profit. And Bill, I'm really worried about yet another round of quantitative easing from the Fed, which I believe is going to create a lot of inflation. And you and I both know all this quantitative easing has not helped small business owners because we don't get access to that money. Wall Street gets that money first. The only connection we really have to it, small business owners, is if we borrow money from the banks, which, as you reported, small business owners are not borrowing money. They're not asking for loans. So the QE, the quantitative easing of the Fed, has not helped small business owners, but the manifestation of it over time through inflation will wind up hurting small business owners. What do you think?
Yeah, that could easily happen. About the only people benefiting from quantitative easing, and especially QE3, this most recent one, are the big banks.
Yep, and Wall Street.
And the financial sector, which trades on these things. So when the Fed does this, bond prices change and interest rates change.
But they make
a little
bit. Money regardless of which way it's going, Bill. Business owners don't do that.
Well, they're traders. They're not investors.
Exactly.
They love it when, you know, the stock market loves it when the traders love it when the Fed does a QE of any kind because it gives them these opportunities to make good money. And the banks this week have reported making good money, but most of that money is made on trading, not on banking, which is taking in savings and lending it out to small business and consumers. They don't do much of that. That's what we do on Main Street. And as you pointed out, owners are still not interested in a loan because they don't have a good use for the money.
Right.
That's the problem.
Well, exactly. And so I'm very much worried about this. I'll move over to you've identified the top problems that small business owners have identified for this year. Rising health care costs. The small business owners I talk to are concerned about Obamacare. Number two is uncertainty about economic conditions. Number three is energy costs.
You bet. That's that backdoor cost that you're talking about.
Those three things on the top, and there are others, that can't be good news for President Obama's reelection.
I wouldn't think so. You know, those are you know, if you look at the top 10 things, they're basically all government problems.
Right.
You know, and the things that you would think small business owners would worry about, like finding qualified workers, that's number 32 out of 75,
mm-hmm.
and getting
mm-hmm.
financing for my firm, long-term financing, that's 58 out of 75 on the list. I mean, so the government is just creating problems all over the place. The regulatory stuff, the EPA, all of those kinds of things, those all rank up much higher, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the tax code and taxes are way up there. It's always true that frequent changes in tax code shows up in the top 10 or 15. Well, that should never happen.
100 million Americans report for work at a small business every day. If this is their sentiment, I would think the Obama campaign should be worried about that. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back next month, actually. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.